I'm at Shift Happens in York, and I'm standing with Ray Clenshaw, who you may have no idea what he does, so I'm going to get him to explain what he does. All I will say is he's from a place in the world that I have a soft spot for, even though it's, I don't know, a bit of a weird city in so many ways when you look at the architecture and it's and the history it's endured. It's my birth town, Coventry, and you work at the Belgrade Theatre. What's your job there?
I do indeed. I'm the communications manager at the Belgrade, and it is a strange city for its architecture. As you say, it's funny being here in York, because we were saying yesterday, you walk around York and you can't help but think about what Coventry would have been like, you know, as a medieval city, and with the Minster and everything. That's how you know, Coventry's cathedral was before it was obviously all trashed in the Second World War. I've actually got a bit of a soft spot for a lot of the architecture that was built after that in the 50s, and that kind of brutalism and the Swedish stuff. And the Belgrade Theatre is, if anybody knows it, very similar to the Royal Festival Hall on the South Bank, and it's built in 58. It's a Grade 2 listed building now, and I think it's a fantastic place.
I have connections to it. Kind of strangely, there was an old scrapbook going back to when my mother was quite young in the 60s, and she was in a fashion show there. She used to model, and I just remember reading this article about the Belgrade, and whenever we were in town and we got off at Palmetto, we'd end up walking past the Belgrade. My dad had a shop called I Am, which was very successful, 60s, not far away from the Belgrade. It's kind of this landmark for so long now. How long has the theatre been there?
It was 1958 it was built, and it was the first civic theatre built after the Second World War, and it was the first theatre built in Britain, that was the first thing really that was a symbol of something other than, you know, it wasn't a hospital or something. It was a place of creativity and art, and especially being built in Coventry of all places, that was such a symbol across the world for somewhere that was flattened. It was a real signal of hope and looking forwards, and it became that. It became a real centre of internationalism. Coventry started all that twin town stuff, you know. It's we're twinned with more places than like anywhere else on earth, I think. And you know, Coventry's became a real a place of peace and reconciliation, and I think that's a really special thing. There's lots of public art in Coventry and in the theatre itself that's made by German artists and stuff that was commissioned straight after the war. It really looked forward in that, and I think Hamish Glenn's artistic policy now of creating rarely performed stuff from the European repertoire, it's those ideals of being international in its outlook, they're very much still alive, I think.
Strangely iconic, then. I mean, who got a head start at the Belgrade in Coventry?
Well, loads of people started there, actually. Trevor Nunn, Sir Trevor Nunn, he started there as a trainee director. He returned, actually, and did Scenes from Marriage a couple of years ago in our new studio space, B2. Sir Ian McKellen, probably one of the most famous actors, and there, Leonard Rossiter, a whole host of people, David Suchet, some really great theatre actors from that period. When it was first built, you know, the Belgrade was a centre for cutting-edge, new, odd drama. And again, you know, that's something that Hamish Glenn's very much returning the place to that kind of work.
We used to see a lot more music in theatres back then as well, didn't we? Popular music as such.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting thing in Coventry was that we had the Hippodrome, which was like a 1,000-plus-seater huge venue that was like the really big sort of touring work place. And it let the Belgrade have this other identity, of like I say, as a very sort of an odd little place for experimental new writing and things like that. These days, that Hippodrome's not there anymore. It's the Transport Museum now in Coventry, which is free and brilliant if you're ever there. But also, it means that the Belgrade has to be all things to all people. So we have a lot of touring work, we do a lot of music, comedy, you know, stand-up, all kinds of different stuff. We have to be really eclectic. But our home-produced work has a very different identity to the touring work. You know, we keep that very separate, and it's got a real sort of theme to it.
Do you have the history on your website?
Yeah, it is on our website. Our website is about to be changed for a new, lovely, beautiful, all singing, all dancing one. The one we've got at the moment is great at telling you what's on and letting you buy tickets. It's not great at doing an awful lot else. But check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We're on, if you've got photos of the Belgrade, you can stick them on Flickr. We've got a YouTube channel you can go to. We've got a Vimeo channel you can go to. We're online. We're everywhere on there. So come and find us and join in the conversation.
Wow, you're well and truly plugged in and keeping the legend alive.
And we're doing our best.
Thank you very much. That's a